Two quick things this morning. One, we hear the word presbyters, priests, literally in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. And what we've called over the history of scholars with the scriptures, the chapter 17 of John, is the priestly prayer of Jesus. So in both places we're hearing the priests, the presbyters, of the people, the disciples of Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he then went to the ascension, and is becoming disciples and presbyters. And then here in the gospel, we hear the same word in a different language, of course, in English, of the priests and the priest of Jesus Christ. And also, if you look at the numbers, which all, as you know, I always love numbers, you have Acts 20. So St. Peter is looking at when he said, "And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I'm not responsible, and I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God." Through this whole book of the Acts of the Apostles, we're seeing and going deeper and deeper and deeper towards the mission of St. Paul, and that we have 8 chapters left, but at that point he goes to Rome. And pretty quick after that, he's martyred. And in chapter 17 in John, we're seeing how this is the priestly prayer that then goes into the next chapter of when Jesus is arrested. And so pretty cool to think about how we're hearing that today and how we're doing so after the ascension. Kind of, it's interesting going back and forward in our scriptures and how we're told today, and this is our readings. So what is our mission? How are we called to grow closer to Jesus? How are we called to do so in these challenging times? How are we called to do God's will like he did, like St. Paul did? And obviously we're not necessarily called to be exactly like Jesus because he's perfect, or St. Paul, who's a saint and one of the best evangelists. But what a great image for us to think about today.